It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with football right around the corner, no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. That's right. DraftKings has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win big with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, first of all, you got to get to your DraftKings account. You're given 100 points in Kansas City. That's a good bet, isn't it?
Well, here's what I'm thinking about. So I think the United States was getting 101 points from COVID, and now I'm starting to get nervous that we're not going to cover here, Jim.
All right, let's move on to something a little more pleasant, I think. We're going to talk about the Big Ten's, not just the decision that they made already a couple weeks ago about delaying, postponing, canceling the fall season, however you want to put it. At the end of quarter one, Dustin, I asked you what the reason was that the Big Ten made the decision they did. Now I want to project forward. Give me the answer. What would it take for the Big Ten to decide they want to start playing football late fall around Thanksgiving?
Well, I think the climate that we're in right now, where there's been so much criticism and there's been so much, the parents showing up at Big Ten headquarters, all these parent groups writing letters, you have the, input from the coaches, you have input from the players, the fans, I think they might have underestimated how badly fans wanted this and how they would probably never really understand a decision to fully postpone or cancel. And so I think the environment that they're making this next decision in is very different than the first environment that they made the decision in. And I think everybody's going to feel that to a certain extent. Like, I think the difference is this time around, I do think there was an assumption that all the leagues, it was inevitable that all the leagues were going to follow suit. There wouldn't be any college football, and the dominoes were starting to fall in that direction. Then they get this report from their medical people that talk about the long-term effects potentially of COVID-19. And I think it all seemed to, in their minds point to, well, we're going to be the first, we're not going to be the last. And that's turned out to be different. I think they might have underestimated the resolve of these other conferences, the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, and the part of the country that, in the Mid-Atlantic here that feels left out. They feel betrayed by the Big Ten because all these other leagues are going forward. So I think all that is different. What seems to be developing, you have this fast $5 15-minute test that got emergency use authorization from the FDA that might change the complexion of this completely to have more or less instant results, I think is a big development for society for sure, but also for these football programs. And then also, I think now that you have universities with students back, trying to come back to campus, and you've started to iron out your hybrid learning, your virtual learning, your in-person learning. You've started to iron out and get a feel for where it's going to go with the general student population too. I think all this stuff has changed, but a lot of this, Jim, you could have anticipated that it might have changed once you started to actually get some results, which feeds back into the previous point of just not understanding why a decision had to be made August 12th of this magnitude. You know, and then failing to explain the decision properly is ongoing. So I think the Big Ten is going to make sure that if they weren't thoughtful enough the first time around, that they're going to be overly thoughtful the next time around. Whether that happens in November or January, I'm really not sure yet. The coaches are driving the train about November, and they're being mindful. Like, obviously they want to get back on the field as soon as possible, but they're also being mindful of that 2020 season giving way to 2021. And the earlier you can safely start the 2020 season, the safer it's going to be to turn around and play again next fall. And I think that's driving the conversation, because that's another safety issue that comes along with this.
I don't think the Big Ten powers are prepared to say, gee, you know what? We made a mistake with that decision. We want a do-over and we change our mind. That's too close to conceding we made a mistake. I think that that medical test you brought up, it's Abbott Labs. They have, it's a $5 test with a rapid instant result to it, is they could use that as cover for their, for a decision to play in the fall. See, this is what we talked about all along. It was a medical decision, and now this gives us an answer to that medical question. What do you think?
I think it does answer a legitimate question, and I do think you're right that nobody from the Big Ten is going to say we made a mistake. They're not going to say that with their words, but I think their actions might suggest that. So the more they start to creep towards September for a potential start date, the more they're saying, okay, maybe we were a little too quick on this. But I do think that the testing does answer a big fundamental question. If it goes to plan and gets cleared for more expanded use, I think it does answer a big question about having the right information as far as who to quarantine, how to handle it, how to keep them away from the other players, how to prevent a spread. I do think it answers a fundamental question and not just a public appearance question.
Yeah, it could come across as a legitimate answer to a legitimate issue. I also think a lot of folks are asking the question, gee, if I could play in late November, why can't I play in October and still be part of, say, the college football playoffs? You could get 8 to 10 games in that way before the college football playoffs selection. But by waiting till November, they also have the advantage of the other conferences will get out and play. And if they're successful, it could be, okay, we've now seen others do it successfully and feel more pressure. But if the other conferences fail, they get the opportunity to say, see, we told you so.
It's a portrait of real courage.
I think the advantage of the delay.
It's real courage in this situation, saying, okay, you guys blazed the trail. And once the trail is nice and easy to walk down, that's when we'll come along. You know, if that's the thinking, you know, I think every fan of every league in the country wants their league to lead. They want you to break ground. They want you to be the one that is having the courage to lead in one direction or other. And I think Kevin Warren and the Big Ten thought that that's exactly what they were doing. And maybe they still think that. I think they thought they were leading in the direction they thought everybody would and should go, which is to postpone the season until you knew more. But I mean, at some point in time, you are going to have to cut the cord and either do it or not. If you start this in January, you're still working through the logistical issues of what to do with positive tests, how to keep your football players in a bubble, how college campuses are. Like, you're going to have to take those steps no matter what. You could start in April and still have to be thoughtful and still understand that we're going to have to come up with an appropriate response. If something happens, if you get a little outbreak, if you get a bunch of positive tests, that dynamic isn't going away, whether you start in September, November, January, or later. So at some point in time, you're going to have to do. And the Big Ten thought that everybody else was going to jump on board with them and wait before they did that. And, you know, clearly, I mean, clearly they don't know the SEC if that's what they thought was going to happen.
Well, I want to ask you about the commissioner's role in this and the fact that he's new to this job. Was he just naive and not understanding to drive a decision this serious that he needed more support than he had, that he should have gathered his forces? He should have gotten the support of, say, the coaches and the athletic directors before going into this. He should have gotten more support from the presidents, that it isn't just about voting a certain way, that they would also have to come out and say where they stand. Was a lot of this because it was a new commissioner?
Yeah, and I think there's a big difference between being parts of committees that make important decisions for a league or for players or for whoever. And there's a big difference between making that decision as part of a group that's behind the scenes where you're never really called to speak on it. And now he's in a public position, and this, you know, he didn't really have a get your feet wet kind of decision that he had to make. And this was it. And I do think there was some degree of underestimation about how it would be received and what questions people had, how mad people would get about it. I think if you're Kevin Warren and you're getting all these parties together, you're never going to have a consensus anything. I think university presidents are going to think one way about it. I think athletic directors clearly, and I think there was a report that all athletic directors were in support of playing. All coaches would be in support of playing. All fan bases, most alumni, I think, who have an interest in football would be in supportive of playing. So what ended up happening is he represented everybody who wanted to play. And I think his default position is that he wanted to postpone. So he wasn't really representing athletic directors' interests. He was there, you know, representing them, but he wasn't speaking for them. And he was speaking to a group that naturally was going to lean more towards where he was leaning anyway. So I don't know that really all sides were at this table when the first decision was made. And it's a hard decision to make. If you're going to get ADs and presidents in a room, for example, they're not going to see things the same way on this. So at some point in time, he was going to have to make a decision that was not popular towards one way or another. And it's fine if they want to lean towards being overly safe and overly cautious and concerned about the student athletes' well-being. But I don't know that the dialogue was really indicative and wasn't well represented by everybody. It was only people who thought the same way seemed to be involved in the actual decision making.
Dustin, that's going to have to be it for this quarter. We will pick it up in quarter number three.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For week one of the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still cash your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.